this healthcare crisis continues today. Rockefeller control over the medical establishment also was exercised through the Rockefeller Sanitary Commission and the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, at one time headed by Dr. Detlev Bronk, already named as a suspected member of MJ-12. Rockefeller's General Education Board has spent more than $100 million to gain control of the nation's medical schools and turn our physicians to physicians of the allopathic school, dedicated to surgery and the heavy use of drugs, commented Mullins. Mullins also pointed to the Nazi connections of GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, the second largest pharmaceutical company in the world, after Pfizer. The history of the big farm giant can also serve as an example of the consolidation of drug companies in recent years. Burroughs Wellcome & Company was founded in London in 1880 by two American pharmacists, Henry Wellcome and Silas Burroughs. Glaxo, a New Zealand firm that originally manufactured baby food, became Glaxo Laboratories and went multinational in 1935. After the post-war acquisition of other companies, including Meyer Laboratories, Glaxo moved its facilities to the United States. Burroughs, Wellcome, and Glaxo Incorporated merged in 1995. The new name of the company was Glaxo Wellcome. In 1830, John K. Smith opened his first pharmacy in Philadelphia. Over the years, Smith Kline & Company merged with the French Richard & Company and changed its name to Smith Kline & French Laboratories in 1929. By 1969, the firm had spread its business worldwide and purchased 7 additional laboratories in Canada and the United States. In 1982, it merged with Beckman Incorporated, becoming Smith Kline Beckman. With the 1988 purchase of its biggest competitor, International Clinical Laboratories, Smith Kline Beckman grew by 50%. The latest merger took place with Glaxo Wellcome in 2000, and the firm became GlaxoSmithKline. According to Eustace Mullins, the original Burroughs Wellcome drug firm was wholly owned by Wellcome Trust, whose director was the British Lord Oliver Franks. Franks was ambassador to the United States from 1948 to 1952, Mullins wrote. He also was a director of the Rockefeller Foundation as its principal representative in England. He also was a director of the Schroeder Bank, which handled Hitler's personal bank account. Director of the Rhodes Trust, in charge of approving Rhodes scholarships.